From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Speaking of good news, we're back. Hey, dairy's back.
That's right. Good news, Mike, and this is what is generally a fairly gloomy business outlook at the moment, with 2024 looking like it's going to be a bit of a challenging year. So, Mike, we've got to make sure we celebrate the positive moments. We have to make sure we do that because, you know, I like talking about animal spirits, Mike, about human emotions driving financial decision-making. We don't want to get too down because it becomes self-fulfilling. So, look, I was a bit worried about the outcome of this auction because of the context. Context is always critical, and global dairy trade auction outcomes have been on a bit of a, you know, a very strong run from August of last year right through to February. So you had 6 months of outcomes trending upwards, which arrested 18 months of falling prices, and this has sort of thrown a bit of a lifeline to the dairy industry, an important pillar of the New Zealand economy. But from early February, that trend has turned. So the last three auctions, whole milk powder has sort of fallen over 9%, skim milk powder also not quite that amount. So we needed to arrest that decline. Price indicators leading into this auction weren't compelling, but overnight the global dairy trade price index has lifted 2.8%, and the two key components, whole milk powder, skim milk powder, have lifted 1.4, or sort of 3.4 and 1.4%. So I like that 3.4% lift in whole milk powder. Butter and cheddar also up 3.1% and 4.1%. So good news, like to see it.
Good stuff. And on the other end of the spectrum, we've got the Synlait problem.
Yeah, we do. So still in the dairy sector, but probably one of the most intriguing stories on the NZX this year, Mike. So Synlait saga continues to play out. We've spoken before about Synlait has balance sheet challenges. They're starting to come to a head now. Now, on Friday, Synlait went into a trading halt ahead of the release of its first half results yesterday. So Synlait, significant milk processor. You'll recognise if you're in the South Island, Dunsandel, the big processing facility there in Auckland. You've got Pokeno out in South Auckland, big footprint in infant milk formula. Major shareholders, Chinese company Bright Dairy, and also A2 Milk, which is also a key customer. The story here, Mike, put very simply, is one of declining operational profitability and large amounts of debt. So net debt, $559 million. And look, Mike, debt is not necessarily a bad thing. You've always got to ask two key questions. What is the debt funding? And what is the ability to service the debt? In this case, you've got the debt is funding good assets. You know, the assets are sound, but the declining profitability is creating debt servicing and balance sheet problems. So their first half results, very weak. Net profit after tax. Now, they reported a loss of $96.2 million. That's the loss, but that includes write-down of existing assets. If you strip those out, then you've got an underlying loss of $17.4 million, so losing money. There are now sort of contractual dates around the structure of the debt. They had a $130 million repayment due on the 28th of March. Well, that's last week. That has been deferred until the 15th of July. They have secured an additional $30 million of short-term lending. That's from their banking syndicate, so those come to the party. Mike, the issue is when you've got this much debt, you effectively share that problem with your lender because it's not just your problem anymore, it's also theirs. So they've got working capital facilities maturing in October, they've got bonds maturing in December. So it does have some reprieve here, it does have some time to sort out the balance sheet. We haven't got enough time to talk about the complexities of the situation in the background, things like the strong interdependence with A2 Milk, but they need something to happen.
Yes, they do.
There's a range of things here. They could sell Pokeno or the Auckland canning facility. They continue their efforts to sell Dairyworks, which is one of the brands they own, but most likely they're going to have to raise more equity. The jewel in the crown, Mike, so the people in the industry tell me, is Dunsandel. That has the important Chinese market license. Right. But they're not that keen to sell it. The story is far from finished. Share price fell 5 cents yesterday to 70. Remember, pre-COVID, the share price was above 10 bucks.
We wish them well. What are the numbers?
Yep. So it's actually a bit of a soggy start to the shortened trading week. The Dow Jones is down 1.25% as we look at it, 500 points, 39,067. The S&P 500 is down 0.87%, 5,198, and the Nasdaq down over 1%, 16,207. The FTSE 100 lost 0.22% yesterday, 7,935, the close there. The Nikkei was up 36 points, 39,838. The Shanghai Composite lost 2 points, 3,074. Australasian markets fairly quiet. The ASX 200 down 9 points at 7,887. The NZX 50 down 9 points, 12,095. One Kiwi dollar, 0.5961 against the US, 0.9155 Aussie, 0.5535 euro, 0.4742 pounds, 90.37 Japanese yen. Gold continues to go up, $2,260, as does Brent crude, $88.16.
See you tomorrow, mate. JMOWealth.co.nz.